Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
And you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on this live episode of Free Talk Live. And I should point out that we are live. If you are listening basically any day of the year, at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, you can call in. Sometimes we're on remote broadcast and we're producing a new, fresh show for the air, but we're not live, so you really can't call in those nights. But we'll tell you when you can't. But by and large, it's pretty much any night of the week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time is a lot different over here in the U.S. Mariana Islands. So, for instance, we're doing the show, Alex, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yeah, I'm in my pajamas, though.
you do look a little rumpled. And we're looking out. It's a little hazy out there, but it is a beautiful scene of sort of jungles and mountains. Looking in up the hill in Saipan. I don't have the most expensive view. I refuse to pay for those sorts of things. Anyway, let's go off to the phones. We've got Gene the Christian Anarchist calling in on our amplifier-only Discord lines, and you can amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. Gene?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that virus.
I
had some ideas.
Yeah.
What was that?
The Kung Fu flu. Tell me about it.
Yeah. First of all, I'm not sure. It looks like it's pretty deadly, like a 25% death rate. But that's primarily, as in most cases with these things, it's primarily the people that are old and weak that die. I mean, it's a sad fact of life that the more healthier you are when you get something like this, the more likely your chances of surviving it.
Is that 25% death rate for old people or young specifically? Because what I've read was 3%.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of reading between the lines, between the numbers that are given and so on. It's supposed to have a little bit higher death rate than SARS. And SARS was up there pretty high. So I'm just guessing. So let's just, for the sake of argument, say we've got a disease that will possibly kill one out of four people. So the thing is, how easy is it to catch this disease? And it doesn't seem to be that easy to catch to me. I know there was just recently a case of an airplane that flew to Australia, and one of the people became sick with this disease while on the flight. So they're already at their highest contagion stage.
Right, so
and
usually,
they're on an airplane
full of
people.
Let me get some clarification on this. It's my understanding that by the time you're coughing and sniffling, with pretty much any flu, you've already been able to transmit it for quite some time, right?
Correct, but you are still contagious at that point.
Right.
And so you've got a very contagious person in a little aluminum tube jam-packed with 200 or so people. And so what would be interesting to see is they're trying to trace down everybody who was on that flight.
Right.
It would be interesting to see how many people actually catch the disease, and then you're going to have a better idea of exactly how contagious this is. I suspect that, let's say 10 or 15 people wind up catching that disease. I think that would be pretty good. I mean, if only 10 or 15 people caught the disease. Now, we won't know yet, but I'm sure there are going to be more stories on this. I think that if you take general precautions, don't spend a lot of time in big crowds, and, if you wear a mask, and especially if you cover your eyes with something, because apparently if somebody coughs and the water droplets get into your eyes, that's another route of transmission. So I don't think that this is going to be the big plague that everybody claims it is. It's certainly not going to, you know, wipe out a quarter of the population of the planet or anything like that. So there's definitely going to be people getting sick and people dying. I don't want to downplay this thing, but I don't think that it's as bad as what people are making it out to be.
What precautions are you guys taking at your medical clinic, Gene?
We actually aren't taking any special precautions because nobody has come down with this disease, you know, within 1,000 miles of our place. So we're not the only special condition is if somebody were to come into the office and say they just came from China. Now, that we would ask them to wear a mask, and you know, our front desk has been versed on how to handle situations like that. But for the most part, we're not making any major differences in the way that we normally do things.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you guys aren't too concerned with it. And
as a side note, it's funny that this year with the flu shot, they wound up missing the target 100%. So people that got the flu shot still got the flu because they chose exactly the wrong strains to put in the flu shot. So if you got a flu shot last year or this recent season, it was a waste of time because it wasn't even the right antibodies.
Yeah, I think that that's one of the real problems with the flu vaccine is that they have to come up with which particular strains of the flu they're going to vaccinate for something like 18 months in advance, and that makes their hit rate kind of low as far as getting the vaccine. They'll tell you over and over to get this this vaccine. Now, for me, the two times I've got it, I've had 100% reaction to it, and the reaction is, well, something like the flu. I'm not saying I get the flu from the flu vaccine, but I'm having a reaction to the flu vaccine that seems flu-like. And,
yeah,
you know, some people,
myself,
a lot of people don't
I've
have
never,
that.
Never had a flu shot.
Never had one? Yeah, and I'm not saying you shouldn't get a flu
never
shot.
Never had one.
I hope everybody gets a flu shot, but don't expect it to actually stop the flu. And if you have a reaction to it, don't let these people bully you into it either.
Yeah. I think it definitely should be everybody's choice. You know, the people talk about my body, my choice, you know, but then they allow you to be told what to do by the government as far as vaccines and different things that they're sticking in you. And I don't think that's definitely not freedom of choice.
Most of the vaccine conversation comes around public schools. So the government, it's like a license, right? The government steals your right from you, in this case your money, and then sells it back to you, in this case, in the form of schooling. So they then withhold it because you're not following their little rules. So really the problem is...
should not be public schools, just like there shouldn't be public anything else. You know, everybody should be earning their own way, and if somebody can't earn their own way, then they should rely on charity. And a charity, I would think, would be a lot more prominent than today if the government wasn't stealing half of everybody's income.
I agree with your stance, but I would go so far as to say that the fact that they do government schools the way they do them show that they're indoctrination camps and not intended to educate. If you wanted to make sure that poor people got an education, which is what the liberals are screaming at their radios right now, if you want to make sure that poor people get an education, then what you would do is you would give a voucher of some sort to people who are in the lowest quintile, and maybe half voucher for people in the second to lowest quintile. And you would then let people choose the schools that they wanted to choose. But no, what we want is we want a school where we decide what the kids get taught through the form of this Board of Education thing, and we're going to create this sort of liberal hierarchy that starts with kindergarten and goes all the way through graduate school, and we're going to give the smartest people who really can't hold down a money-making job, we're going to give them professorships and teaching jobs, and they're going to, of course, you know, they're within within a socialist system, socialized education, and so obviously they're going to lean more towards socialism. So it sounds like a trick to me. Gene, thank you for the call. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down the floor for my medical conferences, but since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in. and talk about whatever is on your mind. It is Mark with you.
And Alex.
The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Come check us out at LibertyCon. It's a convention coming up from April the 3rd through the 5th. And this is going to be a big event. It's going to be a really great event. I'm looking forward to it. Ian and I are going to be down there at LibertyCon, providing that airline flights can get me there in time. But, yeah, come on down. Check them out. It's LibertyCon.com. Use coupon code FTL, and you can save $10 off your ticket. The tickets are cheap, and hotel rooms are plentiful in Washington, D.C. I think this is the, this might be the best convention for your money out there. I haven't been to it, so I can't give, I can't compare it to anything else I've been to or anything like that, but it's going to be a great time, I'm certain. LibertyCon.com, and let's go to the phones. We've got Eddie calling in from Chicago. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, hi, is this Mark?
This is Mark.
Hey, Mark, first of all, I'm glad, I'm finally happy that I was able to get through, because I've been, trying for the past 2 weeks. I've been trying to get through, and
how hard is it?
Huh?
I mean, it's not that hard to get through.
Well, no, I've been trying to call, at night and stuff like that, when I get a chance, and, for some reason I can't get through, but I finally got through, so I'm kind of happy about that. Listen, I was wondering if, I know you guys always talk about that cryptocurrency, Bitcoin and stuff like that.
Yep.
But I was
we were the first show in the world to talk about Bitcoin, in 2010.
Okay, so I was wondering if it's okay, if you could break it down for me and tell me how that really works with the currency, because I've been using cash all my life. So I mean, how does that, the whole process with that, with the cryptocurrency works? I mean, can I go into any stores and buy it? Where do I get it? How do I do that? Because I was just curious about that.
I think that cryptocurrency's biggest challenge right now is acceptance. So most places you're going to walk into, you are not going to be able to spend cryptocurrency. Whenever I go, I always ask, can I spend Bitcoin Cash here? And usually they don't know what I'm talking about. But regardless, what you can do is that you can go to save@purse, that's saveatpurse.com. And you can buy anything that you normally buy on Amazon through there with a discount of somewhere between 20 and 30%. And
that's
a pretty motivating thing. So you can get just about anything you want to get, and you can get it cheaper with Bitcoin Cash at saveatpurse.com. I believe you can use Bitcoin Cash, and I think there might be a third option. And I think that's the single biggest use case for cryptocurrency out there. And that's a pretty good, it's just a pretty good thing. And
well,
so
yeah,
that's number one.
That's pretty nice. So you're saying that I can actually go to Amazon and just the site on the internet, and I can just get anything with
go to saveatpurse.com. Go to saveatpurse.com, and they've got a little introductory video there that'll explain the whole thing in like a minute and a half, and they'll do it a heck of a lot better than I will. But they make it very easy. And hopefully, through shows like Free Talk Live, we'll increase acceptance for cryptocurrency around the world and maybe around the U.S. Mariana Islands, where we've already got quite a few lined up here. And I do appreciate the call. Thank you, Eddie. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And we do have some businesses that we're lining up here on the U.S. Mariana Islands, Alex, to accept cryptocurrency.
Yeah, if you go to cryptofrontier.org and sign up for the email list, we'll be shooting out our first press release this weekend.
Ah, and I paid for my rent in Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah.
You were there. Use my Edge wallet.
Yep.
Edge.app. So, it can be done, and we're trying to make some efforts in that direction here. And soon, we will have another Free Talk Live host to help with acceptance here on the island. The number, 855 450 pardon me, 855-450-3733. So Hillary Clinton has refused the service of a process, as they call process server, which is like a subpoena in the Tulsi Gabbard case for defamation, and not once but twice, and she's used a Secret Service agent to do it. Did you find out why Hillary Clinton has a Secret Service agent now? Because I can't figure that out.
I couldn't find it out, but when I Google Hillary Clinton and Secret Service agent, it's all a lot of bad publicity.
Yeah, the Secret Service agents, from what I can tell, hate.
So rude, so mean.
Right. I wonder how they like Trump. I mean, is he nice to them?
I also saw an article mentioning they love Trump. Huh. Something about his luxury travel accommodations really really do it for them.
I'll bet. Who wouldn't like that? So Clinton had suggested in an October podcast that Gabbard was being groomed by Russia for to run for president, and further termed the congresswoman the favorite of the Russians. In response, Gabbard sued Clinton for defamation on January the 22nd. If Hillary Clinton and her allies can successfully destroy my reputation, even though I'm a war veteran and a sitting member of Congress, then they can do it to anybody, Gabbard wrote in a statement announcing the lawsuit, and I will not allow this blatant effort to intimidate me and other patriotic Americans into silence to go unchallenged. Gabbard is in the midst of a long-shot presidential bid. She's doing pretty good in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And she's currently polling at least 1% nationally, according to the Real Clear Politics average. In October, Gabbard said she would not run for re-election to Congress and was fully committed to her presidential bid. And I have gone to see Tulsi in New Hampshire doing her little shtick. And while I do not like the options that are out there for president, I do like her quite a bit. The number here, 855-450-3733. You'd said, Alex, that the numbers that we had talked about, as Gene had talked about, is 25% on the coronavirus. You couldn't find evidence for supporting that. Did you look that up?
Yeah, it seemed it was closer to 3%, the death rate, maybe even between 2 and 3, in fact. So no need to worry. 25% is very high, and coronavirus is nowhere near there.
Yeah, and who's to say that China might be underreporting, overreporting? We don't know the answers to that, but all we can do is go with the stats that we have.
Yeah.
And even so, the likelihood of you catching it at this point is pretty slim from what we can tell here on Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. Or use the Discord lines. That's at discord.freetalklive.com. And you go there, you sign up, and then you can call in, and you'll sound like you're right there in the studio. You heard not too long ago, Gene the Christian Anarchist called in, and he sounds great here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Coming up, we're going to talk about Elizabeth Warren and her plans around guns. Should be lots of fun. Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The final day of questioning in the Senate impeachment trial for President Trump. Defending the president's refusal to cooperate with the House investigators, Deputy White House Counsel Pat Philbin.
The president is not the first innocent defendant who decided not to waive his right.
Lead prosecutor Adam Schiff.
What we have seen over the last couple days is a descent into constitutional madness.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is still pushing to allow former security advisor John Bolton as a witness.
My gut tells me we're making progress, and I certainly am hopeful.
The World Health Organization has declared the coronavirus a global health emergency. Russia, Mongolia, and North Korea are all closing their borders with China to stop the spread of the virus that's killed at least 170 people and infected thousands more. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll know this is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
Coming from the U.S. Mariana Islands, where it is, it's the morning time here. Still, morning for just a few more minutes. It'll be noon very shortly. The number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. And we're talking about this situation. We were talking about the situation with Hillary Clinton apparently not accepting the service of process from Tulsi Gabbard twice, using U.S. Taxpayer money to run interference for her in the form of Secret Service agents, and just sort of a disregard for the American legal system, from what I can tell.
Well, I mean, it was a $50 million lawsuit, so got to give her a little bit of sympathy. I know she's good for it, but
how do you serve the ultra-rich in a situation where they have, well, in this case, Secret Service agents?
I guess you don't, right?
Right, you just don't. Like, she's that untouchable, I guess. But
it's not her first time being above the law, as we saw from her many scandals.
Well, we will see how that all turns out. You can call in your thoughts on it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. But as promised, Elizabeth Warren has some opinions on ending gun violence. So she says something to the effect that, you know, some large amount of, you know, guns are... That's approximately 3,000 Americans die of gun violence this month. 100 people a day, every day. It's long past time for Congress to stand up to the gun lobby and confront this crisis head on. And, you know, she and this other despicable individual, Hank Johnson, have a bill that's going to solve this. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the vast majority of gun deaths in the United States are suicide. Suicide. They're suicide. The gun did what it was supposed to do. Now, I'm not saying I'm happy about suicide, but it's not like it, you know, it's not like it's in the hands of a toddler or something. It's presumably an adult or somebody who's a biological adult making a decision to end their own life using a handgun, and they're successful. To frame this as gun violence is duplicitous,
indeed.
Right? What's a federal gun licensing? What is that going to do to prevent people who are suicidal from getting a gun?
Well, I think what you'll just do is switch their method. And instead of a quick, painless death, they might be dragged on through opioids or some other slower killer.
Right. And
how humane?
Universal background checks? Okay. I mean, you know, we know how that is going to go. They've got background checks in places like California and New York City and Chicago and things like that. You can get a gun here. It's not impossible. It's just effectively impossible.
Yep.
So she doesn't want anybody to have guns except for the well-connected political types, the guards of the well-connected political types. Remember, there are people with guns surrounding Elizabeth Warren to protect her. But you can't own one to protect you. Now, I'm sure she lines this up in her mind somehow. I don't understand how. But she needs protection, you don't.
Yeah, what's that expression? When seconds count, police are minutes away?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not saying the cops won't show up if you call them. Sometimes they won't. There's no guarantee that they will, but I'm sure they'll show up. But then what? You know, no guarantee that they, you know, things come down your way. But at that point, you could be being judged by 12 rather than, or carried by 6. Those are the choices. 7-day waiting period for gun purchases. So this waiting period thing has gone on for some time. I think it's 3 days now. So we're going to bump it to 7. That's going to solve some problems. Raising gun and ammunition purchase age to 21. So that's going to be fun for the young hunters. Stronger ATF gun shop inspections. So we're going to spend a lot of money on government bureaucrats to go to gun shops and look around at things. Now, what exactly that's going to do, I don't know what people think that's going to solve. But nonetheless, that's one of the proposals here. Assault weapons ban. All right, this is a favorite of the right. Alex, what's an assault weapon?
The scary one.
The scary rifles. So they're black?
Yep.
Yep. And I think they're defined as having two features on them or something. So you could get sort of, say, a muzzle suppressor, which just, you know, doesn't, you know, keeps the fire. And nothing. It does nothing to make a gun more or less deadly. And a flashlight.
Well, I think that's the problem you have, is that the people who've never touched a gun are writing the gun bills, and they end up just putting themselves in a corner where they incorrectly define things, they accidentally ban police from possessing guns. It's a nightmare.
Right, and that's the other thing, is if guns are dangerous, why do they have their cops running around with them?
Oh, that's different. You don't understand.
Well, okay, I don't.
They're trained professionals.
Okay, so what we can see is that concealed carry permit owners on a national basis are 10 times safer than police when it comes to their firearms. That they are 10 times less likely to commit a felony. That these are the safest individuals in America next to people in comas. Cops are 10 times more dangerous than concealed carry permit holders. And cops are 100 times safer than your average citizen. So a concealed carry permit holder is 1,000 times safer than your average citizen, and yet we want to make it harder for people to do that. What would be the point?
Mark, are you trying to use reason and logic?
I like using reason and logic. They're one of my favorite things to use, and I wish people would try more of it. And I'm willing to, to logic shame anybody who doesn't want to spend a little time thinking about things.
Well, you can use. I'll use your reason and logic against you.
All right,
I'll be devil's advocate.
Excellent.
Reason and logic has never worked before.
No, it doesn't work very well with human beings. They're not a
And it's not going to start now.
No. I mean, half the population has an IQ below 100.
Wow.
There you go. that's it. 100's the mean, and basically, functionally, there's a half a population with and that's in the U.S. There are other countries where the IQ is even lower. Now, I don't know if that has to do with education. It shouldn't be. The IQ exam shouldn't be based on education, but it functionally has to exist to some extent in the realm of education, so I don't know. But... people are moved by emotion. You're absolutely right.
And so your argument's got to be more emotional.
Gun bans on all school campuses. Now, wait a minute. Every school shooting that has existed so far in America, as far as I know, maybe somebody can call in at 855-450-3733 and correct me on this, but to the best of my knowledge, every single shooting that has occurred on a school campus where guns were banned. So banning guns has done F all for school shootings.
There you go with the logic again.
I mean, maybe we need to have it 500 feet around a school so that every time a person with a gun drives past a school, they have to unload it, stop, unload it, drive through the school zone, reload it after they get through. It'll be great.
Yeah, I'm sure the school shooters will definitely comply.
Yeah, school shooters are definitely going to comply when it comes to this because they follow all the rules. And I think that's something that's worth pointing out here is that it's not that hard to get a gun.
Yeah, I mean, thanks to Cody Wilson, you can even print one out on a CNC mill.
Right. At this point, you can make your own gun, but, I mean, your average crook can go get a gun. Crooks are committing crimes all the time with guns. So guns laws aren't preventing crooks from getting guns. Why do these politicians think their gun laws are finally going to fix stuff? What do you think? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash and cryptocurrencies? Well, now with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase made at those businesses in cryptocurrency. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash, and you made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPay.inc. Excuse me, AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com, and this basically makes it so that you can be a salesman for AnyPay and get them adopted at a bunch of businesses and make a bunch of money in the process. AnyPayInc.com. And I'm excited about it. We're talking about this this press release here from Elizabeth Warren, and she's talking about how to end gun violence, and this bill is going to do it.
Another Democrat gun bill.
Right.
Who would have thought? This time it's going to work. I know it. I'm feeling it.
Yeah. And this is a tough topic because people, you know, the terrible news stories come out and people feel bad and, you know, all that stuff. And, of course, you want to see somebody do something, even if it's pointless.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of you change your Facebook profile. After the terrorism in France, all of a sudden there was French flags overlaid over everyone's profile pictures, right. And everyone felt very good. Oh, we're showing our support. We're making a difference. Do you know what you did?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Absolutely nothing.
And you know what this bill is going to do?
Nothing. So they're going to have stronger gun storage laws. Now, I don't know what I think about that precisely. So obviously people need to store their guns in safe ways because...
You mean like a 75-round magazine?
What do you mean? Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So
it's not loaded with 75 rounds, are you safe? That is the question they should be asked. That's when I think safe storage, that's what's on my mind.
Well, I think that people should have these thumbprint safes and stuff if they're going to have kids in the house and those kind of things. But that's really up to the individual if that's what they want to do. Ultimately, it's their family and their lives. I grew up in a house where my dad's gun sat in the closet. So I went in the closet all the time for things, but that was his gun, and I was told not to touch it. And I never did.
Yeah, I think this kind of reminds me of the Catholic schoolgirl trope, right? It's you make something taboo, and the second the kid gets the opportunity, they're going to rush for it. If you lock up guns, hide them away, and just make it this very taboo subject, I think your kid's more likely to play with it the one time you make a mistake and leave your safe unlocked.
I don't even know what causes kids to play with guns. I wish they did some more in-depth stuff with this, because as a kid, I never would have.
Yeah.
I mean, I just never would have. He told me when you're a certain age, I think it was 8 years old, I got a BB gun. And, you know, we're going to go out and we're going to shoot it, and we're going to shoot our guns together, and we're going to learn how to use them and that kind of thing. And I think it was 6 months of only being able to use the gun with him, and then I could take it out and I could go and, you know, shoot tin cans and the odd bird that was the odd nuisance bird. They had certain birds that I was supposed to shoot because, you know, they were a nuisance and on the farm. I don't think that's politically correct today, but at the time that's what I was told. And you know, I mean, we did some silly things with our guns. I mean, BB guns. So we do these one cock things where my friends and I would shoot each other with one cock and before these airsoft guns. Now, we could have put an eye out, but mostly what we did was shoot each other in the butt with BB guns. And I'm not saying it was a great thing, but at least we understood them at that point.
Builds character.
You don't want to do that with a 22, by the way. So funding for violence intervention and prevention programs. I have no idea what this means and where it's going to go. I mean, just more programs. Let's have some programs for people. Is this for domestic abuse victims? How do we decide who has to take these programs? Is this in school? Is it for the domestic abusers and their victims? I mean, exactly what it is it?
It's not clear, and I think it's on purpose, right?
Right. Gun bans for domestic abusers and stalkers. Now, this already exists in some places. And I am banned from owning a gun because I am a convicted felon. And what I will say to that is, look, I understand people's fears when it comes to convicted felons possessing guns. I mean, handing out AK-47s to men as they get out of prison doesn't sound like a good idea, does it?
I think they do that in some countries. You know?
I don't know what they do in some countries, but it sounds like a terrible idea. But I think that there needs to be some system for people to be able to reintegrate. So let's say you weren't convicted. You've been free off of all supervision for 5 years and you haven't been convicted of a crime. I think that at that time, you should be able to get your gun rights back. And that's just me making a compromise. If somebody's safe enough to let out of prison, they should be safe enough to have a gun. But I'm just trying to come up with a compromise.
Well, when has compromise worked when it comes to the Second Amendment? It seems like compromise means giving away rights.
Well, at this point, I'd be reclaiming some.
Well,
because at this point, convicts. So I would
I think
say
you're
this.
Coming from a bad. You got to read the art of the deal.
No,
right?
Hold on. Let me back up here because you've asked a question and it's worth pointing out. The 13th Amendment makes involuntary servitude illegal except for a crime.
Yep.
So it basically says that pretty much anything is acceptable for as far as a crime goes. That means banning people from having a gun would be that's involuntary servitude, right? So that means that they can take my guns away because I'm a convicted felon. I think that the taking away of guns from felons is constitutional. So now we just have to kind of have a conversation of how effective is it?
Yeah, I don't know. I think shall not be infringed. I mean, I'm not a constitutional lawyer, so I can't give the textual analysis, but it seems to me, why not take away all rights for felons then? Why give them any rights? Freedom of speech,
some people believe
voting,
that.
Any of that.
Some people believe that. How do you stop felons from having free speech, I guess? But voting...
You lock them up again.
I guess. I don't know. All I'm saying is that felons get guns all the time. When I was in the United States, I'm relatively new here on the island. I don't know if I could find myself a gun in 24 hours. But in the United States, I know I could find a gun within hours. Buy it and possess it. So, the law against felons having guns is simply affecting felons who care about that law. Because the felons who don't care about that law are violating it all over the place, which means that it is a stupid, pointless law. Yeah. All it does is give a cop an opportunity to arrest somebody who's done nothing, presumably to prevent them from doing something. And, you know, the majority of people who have guns, that means the majority of felons who have guns, have them to protect themselves. Felons are just normal people in many cases. Yes, they've made mistakes, but so have all of you. Everybody listening to me has made a mistake. Every single person listening to me has committed offense that would get them landed in prison, a felony that would have their gun rights taken away, if only somebody knew. Now, you may not even know that you've committed a felony. That's the America that we live in. But it's true. Let's see. Ban untraceable and undetectable guns. This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Ban untraceable and undetectable guns. Well, that's not going to work. They're untraceable and undetectable. Right?
Yeah.
Who comes up with this stuff? You just can't do it. We're gonna stop it with a law. No, you're not going to stop it with a law. America has 600 million guns.
Wow.
There's two guns for every human being in the United States.
Sounds good to me.
Well, I mean, you know.
600 million guns and only 30,000 gun deaths a year, half of which are self-inflicted. Sounds like the coronavirus is more deadly than me.
And it's not deadly.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on guns, I'd love to hear them. If somehow I'm missing something here, please inform me. Does Elizabeth Warren have the answers? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Would it be nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want and work whenever you feel like it? Date women under your terms instead of society's? Be a completely free man? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.